Tonight's shiur, Simon Reish, Sadi Dalid, Dine Havdalah v'Tfilah. The halach of Havdalah in Shmoneh Esrei Motzei Shabbos. Sif Aleph. Oim Havdalah b'chonen hadas. We say the words of Havdalah, a nusach of Havdalah in Shmoneh Esrei, in the broch of chonen hadas, when we daven marv Motzei Shabbos. V'im ta'ov v'lo hivdil. If someone made a mistake and forgot to say this Havdalah in Shmoneh Esrei, Mashlam Tefillah, so Ve'inu Chozer, he finishes his Tefillah, he does not go back. V'neshet Tzorech L'Havdalah Kois, because anyway, he has to make Havdalah on a Kois afterwards. V'im To'am Koidim Shehivdol Ala Kois, but if he ate prior to Havdalah on the glass of wine, Tzorech L'Achzor L'Havdalah B'Tefillah, then the din is, he must go back and repeat his Shmoneh Esrei. Mr. Buris Sifkan Aleph. Oimim Havdalah v'chul. The din is, we say, a Havdalah in our Marav Shmoneh Esrei. V'afilu im nizdamein shehivdol ala kois. Because even if it happened that they had Havdalah with a kois of wine before Marav, mikol mokom tzorech l'havdalah b'tfilah gamkin, he still should say the Havdalah in the Shmoneh Esrei as well. V'i'ikir mitzvah Havdalah hi d'iraisa od rabbanu, whether the mitzvah of Havdalah is from the Torah or from the Chachamim, look what we will write later in the beginning of Reish Sadivav. Sifkan beis bechonin hadas. We say Havdalah in the brach of chonin hadas. Why did the Chachamim establish it in this bracha? Because it's forbidden to ask for anything prior to Havdalah. So before we ask for the request of Shmoneh Esrei, we say the Havdalah, and Atachon is the first bracha of Bakasha. The Shartzion says that this is a Magen Avraham b'shem Yerushalmi, v'yesh otam gemara. There's another reason, because it's the bracha of Chachma, lahakir lahavdil min kodesh l'chol, that you need to recognize and discern between holy and mundane. Therefore, kiva'ua b'birchas haChachma. So the right place is in the bracha of Chachma. So there are two reasons why the Chachamim would have put it in the Bracha of Atachonin, either because before you ask Barkashis you have to have Dala, or because you need Das to make the Havdalah between Kodesh and Chol. The Mishnah Berurah continues, Minig Pashat Lomar Atachonin V'chulu. The Minig, the simple Minig is to say Atachonin, so you start Atachonin, Ad Enosh Bina, until you get to the Enosh Bina, V'achach Atachonin, then you start Atachonin V'chulu. So let's say you didn't say Atachonin. You just start Atachonatano. Yotza, you are Yotza. The Shaar Tzion says, if you look in Beis Yosef, the reason you're Yotza is because Yesh Om L'Chadchila, that is how it's supposed to be. Yitchadchila, you're supposed to start Atachonatano. So Merle B'Diyeved, if you start from Atachonatano, it's good. Mishmur continues, Im shachach lehispalel, if a person forgot Marv entirely Motzei Shabbos, mispal shachach shtayim, he'll daven shachach twice. Ve'eino masker Atachon Atonu, means he'll daven Shmoneh Esrei twice, and he does not mention Atachon Atonu at all. Lo b'rishono v'lo b'shnei, not in the first or second Shmoneh Esrei. But med v'marmurim, when do we say that? Kishikvar hivdil me esmol alakos, if Motzei Shabbos, he said Avdol on a kos. So Sunday morning, when he davens shachach and tashlumim, there's no mention of Atachon Atonu. But let's say Motzei Shabbos, he didn't say Avdolah at all. He didn't have a Marv, he didn't say Avdolah. The Yesh of Hidayin Chiyav Mitzvah Avdolah, he still has the obligation of Avdolah Sunday morning. Yaskir Atachon Atonu B'Shachris, he should say Atachon Atonu when he davens Shachris, B'Tfilah Shnia in the second Shmoneh Esrei, Shehila Shlom, which makes up for the missing Marv. Then later he'll have to make Avdolah on a Kais. Kedakamon, Simon Reshtaites, Evov, as we say later in Simon Reshtaites. Sifkon Gimel, if someone forgot Atachon Atonu, he doesn't go back. Ve'en Echoyes, Menei V'chul, doesn't go back for this, because anyway he'll make Avdol in a Kais. Mishnah Berurah says, Hainu L'chadchila, Mitzvah L'havdil, Be'en Mitzvila, Be'en Mekos. The L'chadchila requirement is to make Avdolah twice, in the Shmoneh Esrei and on a cup of wine. V'hachim B'diyevit, Samech Atzmal Masha Yavdil, Achakach Ala Kais. In this case, when he forgot to say it in the Marav Shmoneh Esrei, B'diyevet will have to rely on the Havdalah that's only on the Kois afterwards. U'mikol mokom osur le'es ata b'malacha ad she'yavdu b'kos. Now, he's still also do malacha after Mariv until he has Avdol on the Kais, because he didn't say Avdol on Shemoneh Esrei. Or Sheyoy Malkaponim, at least he should say Hamal de Mikosh Lechol. Kamosh Akas of Sof Sibin Reisaitas, as written in Sibin Reisaitas. Sifkan Dalt. V'im Ta'am V'chulu. If he did eat prior to Havdol on the Kais, so then he'd have to daven Marv again. The Alpha gav the kind of Sibin Reisaitas Sifhei, even though we hold in Reisaitas Sifhei. That if he made a mistake and ate prior to Havdolah, he would be able to make Havdolah afterwards. Here, his mistake was that he didn't say Havdolah in Shemoneh Esrei either. We find him. So we insist to go back and daven again and say the Havdolah in the Shemoneh Esrei. Now, there's a berlocha, tzarech lachso lahavdol b'tfilah. The halacha is, if a person eats before havdolah on a kois, and he didn't say havdolah in Shemoneh Esrei, we make him go back as a kanas, right? It's a kanas. So berlocha says, what's the case if he may have done the kois and then chabd? Efshar d'davkim lo hivdol yadayin al kois, perhaps this is only if he has not yet made havdolah on the kois. He says, what should I do now? I ate before Havdolah, and I didn't say in Shemoneh Esrei Tochan Tana. Oh, it's Hadin. Then the din is, V'yachza, but Tfilah, go back, Shemoneh Esrei with Havdolah, V'achach ala kois, then Havdolah on the kois. Avlam ava v'hivdol ala kois, achashatam. But let's say he ate, he didn't say Tochan Tana Shemoneh Esrei. He ate before Havdolah, and then he made Havdolah. Shuv, perhaps, at that point, ain't Sarach Lach, I'll have to feel. There's no point to go back and say Shemoneh Esrei again. Kim it should come out, come, Kavai Yotze Mitzvah Avdolah, Maestri is Yotze Avdolah. The Derech HaChaim Sosna and Chil Gazeh, now from Derech HaChaim it's marginal no difference. But the Mishnah Berurah's concern, perhaps, which the Mishnah Berurah's Efshar is pretty stark, that this whole halacha of repeating Shemoneh Esrei as a Kenas is only prior to having made Avdolah. But once you've made Avdolah, at that point it's over, it's fulfilled, and the Kenas is not in place. Se'if beis, ta'a v'lo hivdil b'tfilo. If a person made a mistake and did not include the Havdolah in Shemoneh Esrei, ve'ein lo kais b'layla, but he doesn't have a cup of wine for Havdolah that night, v'soy v'sha'af l'mocha lo yihye lo, and he thinks he will not have a cup of wine the following day either. So achlach sa'ul hispalo, he should go back to daven again. Because the only reason we say you don't have to daven again is because you have Havdolah in the kais. But if he does not anticipate Havdolah on a Kais, he should go back and daven again. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Hey, V'soy V'shaf L'moch, his thing is tomorrow he won't have a Kais either. The imitzape She'yeh Lo L'moch, because if he looks forward to getting a cup tomorrow, Yachalis Mechazeh, he can rely on that. She'yav de L'moch Al HaKais, that he can make Havdolah on Sunday with a Kais. Ukele Kamon, Bereish Tzadi Tes, Se'if Vav, as we'll see later in Bereish Tzadi Tes, V'en Tzorech L'Hachzir HaTfilah. And we will not tell him to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. So if he's not going to have a cup to make Havdolah on, nothing to drink for Havdolah, he should daven again. This is after he's finished Shemoneh Esrei, he stepped back. Or he's concluded the Shemoneh Esrei. And he doesn't usually say any extras after he's done. So we treat it as if he stepped back. As we learned before, look there. So if he stepped back, or he finished his daven, which is the same as stepping back, chozer l'rosh. So he has to go, daven again. V'im lo siyem yidayin tefillah aso, but if he didn't finish his tefillah, he's in the middle. Chozer l'birchus atachonin, he should go back to atachonin. Mi, however, im nizku koidim shemei tefillah, if he realizes between atachonin and shemei tefillah, lo yachzer, don't go back. El yom atachon atanu b'shemei tefillah, he could say atachon atanu in the bracha of Shema Kolenu. When we say the Havdolah in Shemoneh Esrei, we say Avinu Malkeinu Hachei Aleinu Chutz Tefillah for the week. To Bakosh, it's a request. The Havi Me'ein Shmei Tefillah. It's very appropriate for and similar to the Bracha of Shmei Tefillah. To Koylo Kol HaBakoshes, which includes all requests. So it will be fine to say it in Shema Kolenu. However, Em Yesh Lo Kois, if he has a cup of wine, Yismoch Ala Kois Velo Yomenu B'Shmei Tefillah. Rather, just wait for the Havdolah on the cup and don't incorporate in Shmei Tefila. Kivan de'ikaru hu shevach, because really it's a praise. Lo shevach kol kach Shmei Tefila, it's not that appropriate. So it is appropriate, but not the most appropriate. So if you forgot an atachonin, it's over. If you're going to make avdola in a cup, don't say, well, I still insert it in Shema Kolein. We don't do that. The only time we insert it in Shema Kolein is if there isn't going to be avdola in a kais, then we would insert it. Se'if Gimel. Tisha B'Av Shechal Yos Be'echad B'Shabbos, when Tisha B'Av occurs on Sunday, Tov Lo Hivda B'Tfil, he made a mistake, and in the Motzei Shabbos, Shmon Esrei Marev, he did not say avdola. Einot Tzerech Lachzor U'Hispala, he does not have to go back and repeat. He'll make Havdolah Nekos Sunday night. So even though it's true, he's not making Havdolah Nekos Motzei Shabbos, but he'll make Havdolah Nekos Sunday night. And merely he does not have to repeat Shmon Esrei. Siv Dalet. B'malkom sh'amu sh'nechoyz l'spala, when we say he does not go back and repeat Shmon Esrei, miyad kishasim ha'brocha, as soon as he finishes the brocha chanan adas, ein lo lach, so he doesn't go back. Af al pi shlo pasach, even though he did not begin the next bracha yet, as soon as he finished the bracha, it's over. Mr. Bursav Khan Zayn, Kishim HaBracha, when he finished the bracha, Haina Shehisker Hashem shall see him HaBracha. That means he said the Sheh, Bracha to Hashem. The Bezem Mikri Ki'ilu Kvasim, at that point, it's already done. He's not going to say Lamdei Chukecha, he's just going to finish the bracha, Chanan Adas. Se'if, hey, B'makam Sha'am Moshenu Chayzer, where the halacha says not to go back, let's say he wants to be strict on himself. He wants to say it. So if he finished Shmoneh Esrei and he wants to say another Shmoneh Esrei, Rav Shor, he can. But if he did not finish Shmoneh Esrei, he cannot go back to make up what he missed. If he finished Shmoneh Esrei, he could do it again. It's a donation. It's an optional tefillah that he wants to do. If you look back at the end of Siman Kuf Zayin, we do not recommend davening these extra Nadova Tfilas unless the person knows himself that he is very quick and alert and will have kavana in the extra Tfila. In the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei, he can't go back. So since he doesn't have to go back, if he would, Havi Hefsik becomes an interruption and is not allowed to do that.